1 o'clock, we will call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
I have three additions, please. 145, a delegation, Mr. Art Amerogen. New business 2, Kelly Taze, re-handyman request. New business 3, Seven Sister Falls Community Center, request to proclaim Saturdays, September 13th, 2025, as a community event for their annual harvest party.
Do we have a mover for that? Seconder?
Seconder.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone have a chance to read the minutes? Do we have a mover for the minutes?
Yes.
Seconder?
Seconder.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financials. Can we have a mover for the financials, please?
Seconder.
Seconder?
Seconder.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
All in.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Okay. Public Works. Everyone's got that in there. And we can go to the verbals and you can update that then. Utility report is in your package. Building inspector report is in there. And the bylaw officer report. Reports of committees, again in the packages. Whitemouth Municipal Museum Society, financials are in there. Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District, Whitemouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management, and Whitemouth Two Rivers Service to Seniors in your packages. Verbal reports of committees. Start with Counselor Stark.
None for me.
Maybe you read Honky?
Well, we have Public Works and that today, so grass cutting's done and graveling's all done, dust control's done. You know, do the culverts at Lewis and the Gun Road next week.
Yeah.
And brushing on
Homestead
Road there from 408 going east. We'll be brushing down there. So.
Okay. Mr. McDougal?
We had a waste management meeting on July the 10th, and just usual business there. The report will be in our next package.
Counselor Stead?
I have nothing at all on the materials.
Okay, I attended the waste management for the first time last week. And just figuring things out there, and it's all good.
For the two of you, the waste management, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Museum is having their state night on August 21st. I think this is the right date. It is. Yeah. And then that's it. And your July 1st went over quite well. Lots of people. Okay, we will move into communications. Brokenhead River Planning District public hearing bylaw number 182225, so that's in your package for that one. Number two, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, letter to minister for leased farmland. Okay, so that's there. Interlake Eastern Region Health Authority, CEO Ellis, update for state emergency due to wildfires, basically telling us which emergencies are open, which ones are closed, and all the health hospitals are doing. So in general, I don't think there's too many open on weekends. Number four, Colleen Johnson, resignation as Chief Administrative Officer, effective December 31st, 2025. You're not changing it. Okay. Number five, CN, request to proclaim Rail Safety Week from September 15th to 21 to the 21st, 2025.
I have a resolution, should council see fit. It's prepared as per the documentation in your...
Yep. Can we have a mover for that? Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number six, St. Augustine Catholic Cemetery reassigned project completed. You've seen the sign in your package. It's done. Number seven, Sergeant Myers Lactobani Detachment Quarterly RCMP report. We're doing fairly well there. And number eight, community planner Ellen Enns, personal update on co-managers acting Holly Everett Cote. I don't know too much about this.
They're going to be co-managing.
Okay, that's what. Okay.
And I'm just waiting for information. We were receiving different things from them now. So.
Okay, good. Thank you. Unfinished business number one, Lagoon. Station design drawings reviewed by local staff. Okay, that's tabled. Number two, water line, South Alabama, Rural Municipality of Reynolds, advised they will be addressing at the August 26, 2025 council meeting. So that's tabled and we'll wait for their response. Again, number three, zoning bylaw, draft bylaw, tabled to August 12th. Number four, land tenders.
So council had put out nine parcels of land and you have received back five tenders on two pieces as well as one option on a different one, which is letting you know that they have interest but not at the reserved bid. So I certainly have for the first one, it is 10 for the number two, roll number 11300, and you received three tenders on number two, which is roll number 11300, the northwest quarter of section 26, township 10, range 11 east, reserve bid $150,000. So here's the three bids for that particular one. Do you have the slicer in here? Yep, there we go. That's it. Parcel of the Northwest 2610 11 East, reserve bid of 150. You have one bid of $210,000.
That must have been too much money.
So that's the first one.
this for the same parcel?
That's correct. We're still just working on the one piece.
Okay, this one is for $190,000.
$190,000 is the second one.
And this one is $186,500.
Okay. So counsel, for the number two parcel tender for this roll number, you have three that came in. So you have $186,500, $190,000, and $210,000. Successful bidder for this one, if you see it. Is that correct?
210, yeah, I'll make the resolution, we accept that.
Okay, and I do have it that I'll do the two together if that's okay. So I'll, is it okay if I just put this one here now? We can do them both in the same resolution? So this piece will be sold for the $210,000, and we will move forward with that for counsel. The next piece that there was interest in is the tender three for roll number 2400. And for this particular one, you received two tenders.
$160,000.
This is for the number three tender of roll number 2400, and you were asking a reserve bid of $110,000 on this one. And this is $160,600. Yes.
$121,000.
$121,000 and $160,600 has been received, counsel. I will do that if counsel sees fit.
Thank you. Okay.
Tender item number two being roll number 11300. So that is the northwest of 2610 East for $210,000. So that is for the item number two, the successful bidder for that one. And then now to go to tender number, the third item, which was for the northeast of 8, 10, 12 East, be sold for $160,600. And be it further resolved that administration be directed to have these lands sold accordingly. That is the resolution tentatively, should council see fit.
Have a mover?
I'll move it.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Not sure. Can I say something? Can I say something? That the tender number two is the township misprinted up there.
Okay, that's perfect.
I don't want to be cause trouble.
No, not in the least. That's perfect. Let's triple check.
Because I believe I was
10.
Bidding on 26-10-11.
11, you're right. Flip of the finger there.
Sorry about that.
No. I appreciate that clarification, sir. Thank you very much. So, Councillor Dougal and Councillor Sturck, you're comfortable?
I'm carried.
Comfortable with that? Perfect. Yes, we're done with that. We can move forward.
Number six, resolution for the audit, please.
No, first the bylaw officer.
Oh, Mr. Bylaw Officer Assistant. We have a resolution for a mover for that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we'll go to the audit. Resolution for the audit. Can we have the mover? Seconder?
Dougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
New business. Number one, closed portion of municipal road. Bylaw number 77325, first reading. We have a mover for the first reading?
Stead.
Seconder? All in favor?
So the next one is really, we don't need a resolution or anything. It's just something that I wanted to bring to council because although there's many things in our handy van policy that we can just do administratively, we've not been asked something like this before, so we just wanted to bring it to you the first time just to make sure we this does comply as long as we have a driver available. But like I say, it was a unique first time we've got asked this question to be utilizing it, which is not in the realm of what we do day to day, but it is covered in your policy. So I just wanted to bring it forth to make sure council's comfortable that we are going to be doing this.
Okay, and the question is, Kelly Taves, handy van request.
I have no idea. These are the only updates.
Okay, can I have a mover?
No, I don't need a resolution. I just want to make sure that everybody's comfortable with that, knowing that this is the first time I had a request of this nature, that we will move forward if that's okay with everybody. Okay, good. I just to be aware, that's all. Noted.
And number three, Seven Sister Falls Community Center request to proclaim Saturday, September 13, 2025, as a community event for the annual harvest party.
We added this as a late addition as well, just because in case they're doing things ahead of time, they'll have that extra, they'll have the resolution
we
for the 3 weeks ahead
for it.
Yeah.
We have a mover for that resolution, please.
McDougal?
Seconder?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, we'll wait till the fire department comes at 1:30, please.
It's a wild guy spells his neighbor. Wild guy spells his neighbor.
Oh, that's one of the properties.
On the across from office there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've all got this document that I sent mid last minute.
This one just now?
Just now.
I photocopied them for just before the meeting.
Yeah, so I only sent it before the meeting, so that's my I should have done it. I thought of it last night, but I knew I could wait till morning, and I did wait till afternoon. So a bit of back history, I know the province is, I'm not sure, the short of paramedics anyways, that's sort of the deal. And the wait times for ambulance has gone up and up and up. I'm not sure when it started, but it's gotten worse. We've all heard stories of people doing CPR for a long time before the ambulance arrives, or people lying with broken bones before any help arrives. And the fire service has been pushing the province pretty hard. And over winter, they approved a plan to, I'll back up. They had this first response program. There's Springfield has it for a while. There's other communities around Winnipeg that do it. They're staffed by EMRs. The College of Paramedics made the EMR licensing very difficult. It's about $1,000 just to license.
Just for everybody else, EMR? Don't use acronyms, please. It's
emergency
just
medical
so
responder,
for else.
Yeah. So it became, it's cost prohibitive to for a small community to have emergency medical responders as a first response program. So I'm not sure which organizations got together. The MAFC, Manitoba Association of Fire Chiefs, really pushed hard. And I think the AMM, can you use that acronym? They pushed hard as well to establish an easier program. So they came up with the Firefighter First Response Program, which uses a lower level of training. It's essentially, they took the advanced first aid course and they turned it into a firefighter first aid course. It's an 80-hour course versus a 300-hour course, which was the emergency medical responder program. And they made it so it does not need to be licensed. It can be run like a standard first aid course where you're good for 3 years. And then you redo the training, you're good for another 3 years. So what that did, it made it possible for small communities to establish first response programs. And there was a lot of pushback from especially rural Manitoba for that. So over winter, they approved the program. I'm not sure what time I fired off the email to Colleen within a week of we getting the information that it was approved provincially. And I started doing my upgrading to be able to instruct the course. So one of the first steps to establish this is to get municipal support. Basically, the council has to stand behind the department in doing it, because you're ultimately the source of funding, which is important. The other step was to get support from the department, and that we have almost, as far as I know, unanimous support. Everyone supports the program. Not everyone will take part in it because of time constraints, but they all support it. So yeah, I made up this document with help from Pinawa's fire chief. He's also a paramedic. And they just, they're expecting to get rolling this week. They go live, so they're ahead of us by a ways. They have members trained already. So yeah, he helped me just make up this information document for you. So it gives an overview of what it is. What we're proposing is to have 6 to 9 members trained this winter in the firefighter first aid. That training is done in-house. I'm a certified instructor with St. John's Ambulance. There's no external testing, no going to Brandon. None of that, it's all done in station, just like a first aid course. I administer the practical tests and the writtens. And then over winter, as soon as we can, with support from all parties, go live, so we can start providing that first response. we would need to purchase equipment. Some additional equipment, our truck is very well stocked, but because of the layout of our community, we probably would need some more medical bags. And then the MTCC, Manitoba Transport, Medical Transport, I don't know what that stands for. It's their dispatch, medical ambulance dispatch. They'll dispatch us to what they call priority one and two calls. Priority ones are your immediately life-threatening calls. Heart attacks, cardiac arrest, breathing emergencies, chokings, that kind of thing. And priority twos are motor vehicle accidents, falls, stuff like that. Anywhere where we could be of help to the person, basically. And our idea is, since we are local, we'd be able to respond quickly and stabilize the patient, do what we can while waiting for the ambulance to come. Now, anticipating around 60 to 80 calls a year. That's based on a 5-year average. And then, cost-wise, again, super hard to come up with figures on costs. Startup costs between $27,000 to $30,000, including training and equipment. And then annual response costs between $15,000 to $20,000, roughly. Again, that's... we don't know what percentage of the calls we would be responding to anyways. We land stars a bunch of times, we respond to motor vehicle collisions anyways. So some of those calls we're going to as well. And we've been called to assist, especially with CPR calls, and we're called to assist as well. One notable call, which a couple of years ago, last year in February, was that workplace accident north of town. That's a prime example of where the system sort of all failed. The accident happened, they called, the owner called for help, 911 of course, and he called some of his friends and family to come assist as well. They got there, they assisted. When STARS was finally cleared to fly, they called us to land the helicopter. We rolled up there about 20-some minutes after the initial incident happened. And we started assisting with the patient first, and then we other guys worried about STARS because there was no one to help. We worked the patient for approximately 20 minutes before the ambulance rolled up. So it's roughly 40 minutes. The ambulance had just left Selkirk when we got the page. The outcome wouldn't have changed. If that would have happened in an emergency room, the outcome wouldn't have changed. But we could have made the job of the civilians who aren't designed to do that kind of work a lot easier by being able to do that for them. So it would have helped the people on site, bystanders and the co-workers there on that site, made their job a lot easier. Basically could have been there 20 minutes sooner. So that was a local call that helped spur us into action, that we don't need to be called just for the helicopter, we could be called because there was a medical need for us. Funding-wise, of course, the municipality is our main source of funding. So we rely heavily on council to approve our funding, but we're also going to look at our fundraiser this year to help offset those startup costs, and then look at community grants and stuff like that. Access, probably Snowball, has been historically pretty nice to community projects. We're going to look at this. stuff like that to help offset the startup costs.
When's the last time you did medical aids? Have you ever, you guys ever done that?
Say again?
When's the last time you did any medical procedures? The fire department.
When did you do a year?
Well, did you ever do any?
We don't get called.
Oh, yeah.
We don't get called.
We, basically whenever there's a need, we'll step in. I'm not sure if this year we've been called to any strictly medical calls.
But you do medical calls already?
When they call us, we do, yes. They'll call us for lift assist. They'll call us for lift assist, especially the local ambulance. When they know they're not gonna be able to respond quickly, say they are leaving Bollinger and they get a call in the community of Whitemouth, you know, Seven Sisters, Alma. They'll call us to a lift assist just to provide first aid. But yeah, when's the last time I could look back and see what our calls were this year?
Oh, what I'm getting at is if you've done it, you're doing it, is this a download from our governments, federally and provincially, and downloading it onto municipalities? The costs, or are they going to pay for some of this stuff?
There's going to be no support from the government.
No support from the government?
No. We're doing it for our local people.
No, I understand.
Because
the government's really into that right now, you know. They want you to go and find your own doctors and let our ratepayers pay for that and all these kind of things. I mean, just downloading it.
This startup cost, is that, because you said there's training every 3 years, this startup cost, is that just once?
That's basically just once. That's buying the initial equipment and the initial training. The annual costs, I've incorporated the recertifications into that figure.
Okay, so I've got startup at 60,000 roughly, Cliff, okay? Approximately, and then 50,000 annually after that.
Double it.
Double the annual?
15 to 20, he said.
30,000.
I'm just looking at
one-time cost of 30.
One-time.
One-time cost of 30. Annual cost of 15 to 20 is the way I'm understanding it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not added up. That's the range, because it's hard to come up with exact figures.
So is this all for 2026 budget to be looked at, or are you wanting council to be considering something from the budget that's already been passed? Is this over and above? Just so that they know what they're answering to you.
Well, we were told there was no money available in 2025. So I'm not expecting any money in 2025. But if there's a surplus, we'll use it.
In your budget.
In our budget, we'll, if there's an opportunity to start the training in the fall, if we have surpluses and we can do that, we'll definitely entertain that. So we can go live as soon as possible.
So you'd like to do the $30,000, like the startup, in 2025, is that what I just, so we understand
if
what
we
your
can,
question
we will.
Is.
If we can, we will.
Well, the budget
if we
for 2025 is passed.
Yeah,
so
I know.
To come and ask for $50,000 in the middle of a budget period is very difficult
exactly.
To council, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell us what the current, what the extreme is. If you're feeling that you'd like them to consider $30,000, now they're gonna have to feel what they're not going to do for that $30,000 to accommodate them.
No, I'm not begging for $30,000 this year.
Okay.
Because we're told we didn't have it, so I can't beg for it.
I think if you wanted to start up in 2025, what you'd be looking for more is just the training part of that fee, right? Not the stocking and the equipment would be later 2026, but the initial training for 2025 would be...
The 20 grand, just for the training. Might not be needed for this?
Correct.
Oh.
I've got a question here, Cliff, just a couple comments and a question for my own clarification. So this would be if an ambulance were called and say they know that the ambulance is gonna take 45 minutes to get here, they'll call you. They won't automatically call you. If they know they have an ambulance 5 minutes away, they're not gonna call you, right?
No, they'll automatically call us.
So they will.
Yeah.
It's almost, you're gonna have, so the fire department will be tied up. Wonder why they wouldn't have kind of a time. If they know that their ambulance is 10 minutes away, then there probably isn't a need for you guys to be doubling up like that.
What I'm told is 90% of the time, the ambulance isn't in the community.
I agree.
That's...
And that's a comment I have. We really, what you've explained here, I think we need yesterday. We had an incident last month at our own house where I called 911, thought the ambulance would be here in 5 minutes, was given no indication when it would be there, so you just wait 45 minutes. I could have driven a long ways and called an ambulance from the side of the road.
Yeah.
And been that much closer to Winnipeg. So I definitely see the need for this, where you're coming from. What the Reeve says about the province downloading, this is downloading. This is the province's fault that we don't have an ambulance in our community. There's a garage here, there's attendants here. Why, when I call 911, don't I have an ambulance in a reasonable amount of time, not 45 minutes? But that's not for our council, that's...
And sitting at the end there, started that how many years ago? The ambulance fire department started, we paid for it, they took it away from us, right?
Yeah, so that's a provincial thing, you know, it's...
Continue with yours.
Presenter.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a real life, that's what's happening, and that's why...
So that's my comment, if I'm allowed to comment.
No, you're allowed.
We love to step up and...
That's the scary part of what I started with, is that, I mean, once we get all these, you know, the project is great, I mean, let's think, we're helping people, we're doing everything, nothing easy. But I would really like to get a government official and say, you know, what the hell are you guys doing?
Exactly.
Now we're gonna be doing pain?
Exactly.
Now we're gonna be doing this, and are you gonna just ignore the calls because, oh, you got a fire department out there? So let's just forget about it, we won't bother sending an ambulance out.
Well, then we're tying up a fire truck too. And we're putting wear and tear on a fire truck that's there for fighting fires, and we're gonna be using it as EMS, so...
I'm fine.
Somehow I see down the road a different...
If we're discussing it, just from our own experience, I don't think the money part is big enough to put on the value of a life in a scenario, life or death scenario. This isn't big money, we put more money into sidewalks than we do this, so...
So to address, Mr. Honke, your comments, and Mr. McDougal as well, tying up individuals. Right now, we're proposing 2 to 4 members would respond to these calls. We would set up a bit of an on-call schedule type of thing, so that we're not sending the whole department, it's just 2 to 4 members. We're not tying up the whole department.
To have control.
And because of the spread of our community, now we're a long, narrow RM, you see by that map, we would have medical kits that the guys would take home with them, so they could respond direct from their places to the scene. If you're living around Alma, there's no point in driving all the White Mouth to respond to something on the 506, or Seven Sisters. It would still tie up a fire truck, but, or fire trucks are a percentage of the time going to these calls anyways.
No.
And it would be one truck, not the whole department.
Bringing it up.
Yeah.
That's all.
So yeah, those are things we didn't think of and trying to address.
So the council will review and get back to the fire department, of course, but there may be additional questions, like we've just come across now. So could we reach out to you, Cliff, at that point? Should there be any additional questions from council for you?
Yeah, definitely. What we would like,
Delegation.
If possible, to have basically just a resolution that would support the project. so that we can start looking at fundings, and then start that process. That's sort of the, at this moment, that's the ask that we're looking for, that the council will in the future be supporting this project.
But we don't know that yet until we make the commitment, so we'll
That's right.
make sure we,
yeah.
I can't do a resolution today for something that may or may not transpire, because
exactly.
I've got to be sure it's solid if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Has the MLA ever been involved in this project?
Well, the province is supporting the initiative. And
supporting it in principle.
There's we're not the only department doing this. There's many, many departments are starting processes like this because of the need in the community. So
at the AMLM workshop, they did have a presentation on this.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And what really frustrated me, and we just talked about it, you got an ambulance sitting here that these guys can't even access to go to the scene with, and transport somebody to meet a paramedics halfway. They gotta wait. You go to the scene, you go, you know, my place, or when Duncan said he had a call, and they just sit there with the patient and make him comfortable, or if he's bleeding, and do first aid, or a high level of first aid, and wait for this ambulance to come. Why can't you load the patient in the ambulance and meet the paramedics halfway?
Okay, thank you, Cliff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Once I have direction, I'll get back.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. Lots to read.
Mr. Art Amrogin, it's your delegation. I'm sorry that we're a few minutes late.
Oh, that's interesting. Mine is a dust control to start with. This has been going on for at least 4 years. I get emails on my other laptop and stuff about this. This is a simple thing, dust control. How much simpler it can get? If the easy stuff is tough, no wonder the tough stuff is tougher. Pay for the dust control, put it in the road. Don't grade it. How many people have I called over this? My house is white inside. The first time I phoned, when the foreman took over, I says, why'd you grade the dust? Grade the dust control. It's good for a couple of years. We will grade the roads we seem deemed necessary. I goes, really? What do you deem necessary? I take a shovel, fill my potholes in, the road is good. So it's graded again. This war's been going on. I phoned John many times. I've had to phone the Reeve. I've called Duncan. A couple years back, I'm gonna go off the dust control thing, maybe a bit of the grass cutting, because it kind of does go together. I showed you on the road that time the mess that was on that road. I drove my tractor that time there. Hey, the last 3 years on that road has been unbelievable. They cut the grass. Send the grader out. It's just all mixed together. And they're bearing the dust control, everything on that road they call maintenance. Other RMs cut their own grass, like Bonnie Bozier. My son lives in Reynolds. I drive the rental roads, work for people. They've got dust under control in their corners. They don't grade the people's dust control. They maintain it in the spring. If you get a bad event where the road gets beat up badly or something, well, you have to do it. But they're grading it whenever they want to. I was told that right by the foreman. Why is it such a battle? My house is white this year. I phoned, complained about some other stuff went on last winter. It's vindictive. He made sure he graded in front of the house, driveway to driveway.
Yeah.
He poured the gravel on the front of the house this year.
We don't want to get into personnel.
Well, okay.
There can
well,
be no personnel discussions at all.
I read that line number 7, I believe that is.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, okay then, we'll leave it out then.
Okay, no, we got it. I think.
Well, no, it's unbelievable. It's a simple thing. Doug wanted dust control on his side.
I have the same problem. I'm on a curve on that road, and if they just dust control down the center of that road, there's 3 feet on each side that's not dust controlled. When Grant's trucks come around that corner, I get buried because there's no dust control on the edge of the gravel. And the quality of the grading on that road is horrible, terrible. Just coming here today, not far from my place to Art's place, I was all over the place, and I was only doing 60K. The last 4 years, it's been terrible as far as the grading goes.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
I know, give me one second, no?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Please?
There's only one delegation on here.
Yeah, oh yeah, but they signed the paper, okay?
It doesn't matter, you're the spokesperson on here.
Okay, fine, now, okay, Doug, I didn't realize that, okay. I should have known, but didn't. So a couple of years back, Silver Ridge Road was dust controlled. We're told that it was dust controlled because the road is bad. It'd be dust controlled, we're gonna do a test on it, see, hold it together. Well, you wanna see a bad road? We've got CNR on our road, Grant Currien on the road, Farmers on the road, our stretch of Juno, that stretch. There's nobody living on Silver Bridge. There's a test to do the road, okay? Really, you know? And the dust control you see here in town and stuff over the place, it's poor. Even the sidewalk thing. I made a mistake on the sidewalk number, okay? My math is, you get your moments, right? It's $51 a foot, not 510, okay? So it wouldn't take much out of your sidewalk budget to drop some of that and give us some dust control yet this year. 1,600 feet, not talking next spring, not waiting that long. Nettie Glenson, I tried to, called her to come, and she told me, there's no use going there, they just grade it anyway. And besides, all that helps is you. So, okay. Now, I talked with this one time before, I've been here before about this dust control. Dust control, well, not really about it, but the stop signs, right? Okay, why is it there for the school bus? We've got a school bus in our road. It turns off into another road. Another reason to put dust control in that stretch. Okay?
What we're going to do, we encourage you, what we're going to do and what we need to do is we need to go through and see what we're doing, what our policies are, and what's going on, and where we're dusting and where we're not dusting. To get to a resolution.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been a couple of years with this. One time I sent her, I sent you an email. I paid for dust control and there was dust, there were spots in the road. There was no dust control. They sent 5,000 gallons out, they needed 550. They weren't gonna go back for another load, so we got dots, some of us. This has been for 3-4 years already. I had trouble years back, I solved it. Took half a day off of work and I still drove when the grader went by.
Okay.
Now the other thing is the grass cutting, okay? It's part of the trouble with the road. The contractor's cutting it, it ain't cutting it. And the way it's being done, okay? They're going on a Thursday cutting and all the grass is on the road. You guys have not driven that road and seen that? Unbelievable, okay? Sends a grader out the next day or a couple of days later. All that stuff is on the road. I got a video, I have the phone in my truck of that road. You guys have to go look at that. Something has to be done about that. The thousands of dollars of gravel is not on the road no more. It's not on the road. The tax has gone up fine. I cleaned about that. Okay, but still, they've gone up. Okay then. Okay, do it. But what you pay for, you want then, and it's not happening. This is the public works.
We won't get into the public works, but we're going to do the same thing with that as we're going to review it and see what's up.
May I speak?
You're not a spokesperson on this delegation.
Okay. Yeah, you're not on the delegation.
Okay.
Well, we got to get 50 grand.
It was just a simple mechanical thing, that's all. To change the grass cutting.
Well, no, they're yeah, well, it is, we know that, but it's not being done.
No, but you can't change it.
You can, but it's not being done. The contractor got sent home because he was doing what this guy's doing, and this guy is doing it twice as bad as the last guy.
Okay.
Anyway, dust control thing, we want dust control this year yet. We don't wait till next year. 50 grand a year in sidewalks, I'm sure you can cut back 25 or 30 feet of sidewalk and give us some dust control on that road. Because all the people are on that list there, in that corner, the traffic we have in that road is very high as compared to other places that have had dust control in the past. My house is white.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. And, what do we have?
Thank you.
Stead?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. So what's the mechanical? What do you do?
This is potential.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Do what?
Change